News Radio 1180 WHAM proudly welcomes you to Sound Bites. This is America's longest-running computer show. Call the show now, 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line, 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Good afternoon and welcome to Sound Bites. It's the 10th of August, Anno Domini 2002. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
Rob Linton is our producer.
Oh, wait a minute. We got to get him his mic.
He's decided to speak, and then he doesn't have a mic.
I'm Rob Linton.
Yay!
We got to make that part of the group.
And we are hurtling headlong into our 14th year of doing this show. We want to thank each and every one of you for the last 13 years, and we'll be taking a look at the poll to see how that worked out.
We're going to thank them by name in the next 5 minutes.
That's right, each and every one of them, both of them. And but first, we're gonna go with the news, and we'll start with Steve, because he's not quite seated yet.
Well, I'm seated, but my mic doesn't want to stay.
You got the one that I had before.
I got the mic that doesn't work.
As you're talking, it slowly keeps dropping, and just about your chin is on the counter.
Well, we had some interesting news in the Apple world last week. Intuit has announced that after 2 or 3 years ago, they decided to discontinue. You okay, Nick?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll get there. Thank you.
Intuit, a few years ago, discontinued development of QuickBooks for the Mac, leaving a big hole in the Mac accounting arena. Several other companies, most notably Mind Your Own Business, or MYOB, picked up the reins and have come out with some really great accounting software. Well, last week, Intuit said they're going to revive QuickBooks for the Mac, coming out first quarter next year. And the other companies are saying, oh, we're not going to notice.
That figures.
Right. Well, what happened is that MYOB filled in the gap where Intuit left, built up this nice accounting arena, and now QuickBooks thinks they're going to come back in and steal everybody back now that the accounting area has been built up by the other companies. So it's nice that QuickBooks is going to be available, but it might be a little too late. For the people that have already switched to MYOB. Where they are going to find their customers is people that actually switched to a PC running QuickBooks, or several of our clients bought a PC emulator for their Mac and ran QuickBooks for the PC in their Mac. They'll be able to now go back to native Macintosh format.
And for those of you who are running Linux and want a free version of Quicken, free product that's like Quicken.
This is QuickBooks. This is the business accounting program.
QuickBooks.
Quicken is their personal checkbook. They continue development of that.
Right, right. This does, it's a thing called GNUCash, GNUCASH.org. Tracks bank accounts, stocks, incomes, and expenses, balances the books. It's in development. It's eventually going to be a full-fledged accounting system, but it's pretty nice right now. Dave, what have you got?
A couple weeks ago, I was telling folks how, you know, right now they've got kids getting ready to go back to college. And both Gateway and Dell and a number of other companies, if you've been dreaming about getting a flat panel monitor. Now, here's the thing, folks. What you might want to do is if you have a perfectly good system at home and you need to get that system for the student running off to college, order the flat panel. You keep the flat panel, you give them your old 17-inch monitor and send away. The price on flat panel monitors is dropping, and dropping drastically. What used to be, you know, a couple thousand dollars for a 17-inch monitor is now down to around $600. So, you know, really consider it. It takes up a lot less desk space.
Yeah, that's an amazing benefit you don't realize until you take that huge CRT off your desk.
Well, not only that, but the glare. The glare off a TV tube versus this LCD panel is a lot less. They're finding folks have a lot less stress on the eyes and fatigue. So if you have the opportunity, definitely go with a flat screen.
And if you have the capability in your computer, the digital flat screens are brighter, crisper, and sharper than the analog versions, but a little more expensive because of it.
Yeah.
But right. You need a digital video.
But they have dropped drastically.
Yep.
I mean, just in a few years, down to $600 for a 17-inch monitor,
right,
which is phenomenal.
I think the king is still Sony. They have a 24-inch for $4,500.
But again, you know, with the holidays coming, they're going to drop even more.
Right. Maybe not. Maybe you're not going to get that $4,500 one down to something you can afford.
No, but the 17s are probably going to be down around, I'd say, $500.
And believe me when I tell you, it's well worth it.
You got a 17?
Yeah. I love it. I love it.
Mind if I borrow
bad eyes. I have bad eyes to begin with, and so I have to have something that's really stable and steady picture. And
don't you find it less fatigue on the ice?
Yeah, it's the only way I can stare at a monitor anymore for longer than 15 minutes at a time, and I can stare at this one for hours on end, which actually pleases my boss and does not please my wife. So I think we're all good on that.
Well, you get her one, then she'll be sympathetic with you.
Right, exactly. Well, she's got a laptop, so she's got a 15-inch right there. So
there you go.
She's good to go. On the Microsoft front, Microsoft has admitted to privacy errors with Passport.
Errors?
They settled a thing they were doing with the Federal Trade Commission. They've admitted they have not properly protected the privacy and security of people who provided personal information through Passport. So if you're one of the many people who have been using Passport, it is extremely likely that your information is available to others. Now, Mike, the FTC admitted it's found no actual security breaches. Microsoft did not share any customer data improperly with other companies, but Microsoft is not meeting the levels of privacy and protection and security that it promised users of Microsoft. Microsoft was deemed to have lied about the effectiveness of its measures to protect users' personal information, including credit card numbers collected for the Passport wallet shopping service. It is also said that Microsoft falsely claimed that purchases made with the Passport wallet were safer or more secure than purchases made with the same site without Passport. But the FTC ruled, in fact, most consumers received identical security at those sites, regardless of whether they used Passport wallet to complete their transactions. The company also was found to have lied when it said it did not collect any personally identifiable information beyond that described in the privacy policy. So it's yet, Microsoft has had this safe and secure computing initiative thing going on, and every time they turn around, we're finding that there's a problem over and over and over again, and I'm afraid this is just one more black eye to their security and privacy thing. We're going to take a quick break, back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, our producer, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Hey, everybody. This is Wham's nutritionist, Liz Bonus. And back by popular demand, we bring you the Lighten Up with Liz newsletter, available in a wide variety of locations in our community.
Be sure to pick up Liz's Lighten Up newsletter, brought to you by Roberts Wesleyan College and Pinnacle Printing. Available at Unity Health Systems Women's Health Services at Wellstream, at the offices of Dr. Louis Catapano, at Brighton Campus Chiropractors, West Henrietta Road, at Fonte Surgical Supply on Portland Avenue, at the Kraft Antique Co-op on Westridge Road, and at Agape Physical Therapy, West Avenue in Brockport.
This is it, the one time of the year when the guaranteed low price goes even lower. It's Dorshel's annual clearance event, and it's going on right now. I know, you've heard this all before, right? But maybe not, because during this clearance event, Dorshel is offering a risk-free rebate guarantee. And here's how it works. If the vehicle you purchase has a $3,000 rebate, and the manufacturer increases that rebate to $4,500 between now and the end of the year, Dorshel will write you a check and make up the difference. That's it. Dorshel is guaranteeing you that you'll receive the maximum manufacturer's rebate on your vehicle until the end of 2002. Dorshel's risk-free rebate guarantee is good on all remaining 2002s in inventory at all Dorshel locations. Prior sales are excluded, and you must take delivery before August 31st, 2002. See our ads in the DNC for details. It's definitely the best deal of the year, and it's definitely only at Dorshel. Risk-free rebate guarantee is for manufacturer-to-consumer rebates only and excludes APR and manufacturer-to-dealer programs.
You could sail out to a scenic spot and drop anchor. Then crack open a few crustaceans.
You grab on like this.
Oh!
As you watch the setting sun get swallowed up by the giant sea. Or you could just come into Red Lobster, where right now you can get a whole pound of hot, steamy snow crab legs for just $10.99. Now, we know a visit to Red Lobster isn't exactly the same as a beach vacation. We're a lot less expensive.
Come in for a pound of crab for just $10.99, now at Red Lobster.
Hear that? Summer's revving up. AT&T wireless calling plans start at $19.99 a month. Right now, get a Nokia 3360 wireless phone. Suggested retail price $79.99 after a $50 mail-in rebate. Now only $29.99 when you sign up for any qualified AT&T wireless calling plan starting at $19.99 a month. When getting away is this easy, that's M-Life from AT&T Wireless. Stop by or visit attwireless.com today.
Credit approval required. Phone price and availability may vary by location, and sales tax applies to original purchase price. Limited time offer. Geographic limitations, device compatibility, and other charges and restrictions apply.
Soundbites, America's longest running computer radio show. It's brought to you by the Alleman K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Green Shield Computer Services. computer talk you can understand. It's Soundbites, America's longest-running computer show on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Once again, here's Nick Francesco.
It's true. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Wright.
And I'm Rob Linton.
Look at he did
yes,
that.
Yes, right in there.
Two times in a row.
All right.
I'm very impressed. It only took us, what, most of a year, or if you want to look at it, 13 years to get Rob to speak on the air. But we've got him doing it. It's very exciting. And we're going to go to the calls now. And our first caller is Bruce from Henrietta, or as it says there, Brew.
Oops.
Hi, Bruce.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
I'm okay. I'm here at the Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery. Hi to Beth. I got a couple of hot dogs and picked up some of the freebies they're handing out.
Cool.
And it's a good commercial you had because as a segue, because I was going to ask Steve about the name of the Liz Bonus utility for the Mac.
No, not familiar with it.
Sure you are. It's the one that tells you whether it's a fat file or not.
Ah.
But I'm bummed.
I don't remember the name of the...
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be here all week. Try the veal.
And I also have a question for the three of you. But do you remember the name of the application that you check whether or not you have a fat file or not?
Not offhand. We'll dig around a minute, and I'll see if I can find it.
Okay.
Go ahead and ask your question.
All right. The other question is, I wanted to make a dual boot 9598 machine. And according to Microsoft, you can't do that.
And you want to do what to them?
Windows 95 and 98, dual boot between 95 and 98, and Microsoft's website says it can't be done. I know you could play games with the active partition, but I was wondering if there's another way.
No.
Without having to do that.
The problem is they use all exactly the same directory names and file names.
Yeah.
So unless you dual boot to two different drives, where you go into the BIOS and say, the other one is my C drive now.
Right.
Then at some point, they're going to get confused between what file on what drive is doing what thing.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, there is no way around that.
Okay.
It's usually easier with two drives anyway.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, you can slide them in and out, or you can tell if this one's awake and that one doesn't exist.
Exactly.
Like that.
Exactly.
Unplugged. Do you have any luck, Steve?
Well, the closest one I can find is I Love Native. That tells whether you have a 68K code or a PowerPC code or FAT code that's both 68K and PowerPC.
Okay, I Love Native.
Yeah.
Okay, around here I think that could be the Liz Bonus.
Yeah.
You're right.
Well, thanks, guys. I really appreciate all the help, as usual. Have
thanks,
a good
Bruce. Thanks, Bruce. Have fun at the furniture thing there. Our next caller, Linda from Greece. Welcome, Linda. What's your question?
Hi, guys. My question is for Dave. Dave, I'm AKA Laker fan.
Okay.
Oh, it's Laker fan.
Yeah, it's Laker fan. The new kid on the block.
Yes.
Well, I tried following Dave's suggestion about hitting delete.
Yeah.
Well, that's a bad thing.
It doesn't work. I am bringing my computer in on Monday.
Okay.
Because I am having a lot of work done by you, Dave.
Okay.
So, you said I just purchased about a while ago a 17-inch flat panel monitor.
Yeah.
Okay. I have an analog input, and I need a digital video card. What would you recommend?
Oh, there's so many of them out there right now. ATI,
the Radeon 7000 series.
That's
inexpensive. It's like $120 for a basic 32 meg video card.
Right. Yes. Okay.
The Radeon 8500 adds all the super whiz bang TV and video capture stuff, so you can watch TV, okay. You can record video, but that's like $400.
Yes.
Okay, I know because I'm taping this, so I'm getting all this stuff.
Great.
Oh, of course. Hey, I listen to you guys tape everything, video everything. You know.
Sure.
We love that.
The way it's got to be.
I'm an old 756 talk caller, so I
God bless you.
Thank you very much, Linda.
So anyway, I was told ATI is not good. This is from a guy from Cap USA, I'll say. He told me ATI was not good.
He probably had a better rebate spiff.
Yeah,
on
he's
other
getting
brand.
Spiffs from other brands to push other brands, whether it be a Diamond or something
the
else.
The thing I loved most back in the early days, I was I sold computers, and hi, my name is Nick. I sold computers. I've gone straight now.
Hi, Nick.
Yeah, exactly. And we used to get what were called spiffs.
Uh-huh.
Companies would give you money for every one of their product you
gotcha.
Sold. And so every once in a while, we would find ourselves being, you know, asked to push this particular product because the spiff was higher.
Okay.
And sometimes that happens. And it is certainly possible. There are definitely other good high-end cards out there that are more expensive.
It may have also been they didn't have any ATIs, and he really wanted to sell you something.
That's right. So it may not have been maliciousness or stupidity. It may simply have been circumstance.
Okay, I found on the net DealMac and DealPC.com list all the best deals.
Yeah.
ATI Radeon 8500 64 meg card with all the bells and whistles is $183.
Okay. Upgrading to Windows XP Pro because I am having a lot of problems going from ME to the upgrade of home. I'm having a lot of problems with that.
Right.
So I just wanted to go out and buy it today, you know, and have Dave put it in with all the other stuff he's going to be doing.
There you go.
So, yeah. So.
But unfortunately, to get a digital card, you're going to have to spend a few bucks.
Oh, I know that. Okay. So I can get practically anything because I have a Pentium 4, 1.5 gig. I'm upgrading my memory, too, to 512.
Good. Yeah, doing all of that stuff, you're going to have a kick machine.
Yeah, well, right now, because it was an upgrade to MAME, sometimes it freezes, it does everything. So I was told just to get all of, and do a straight install from, a home version instead of an upgrade version.
I took Dave's microphone away from him since you had mentioned ME. So he couldn't say anything, but...
No, I was already talking to Lennon, and she agreed with me about getting away from that wondrous, illustrious system.
Well, when I bought the Dell computer, for $20, they gave me the upgrade to XP. So at that time, it was fine.
Yeah,
right.
I'm having a lot of problems, though. So I talked to the guy, and he says to me, 512 is all you can get on home. If you want to go higher than 512, you got to get Pro.
Not true.
No.
The only real difference between home and pro is how it deals with networking. You cannot go on to a true NT domain with home.
Yeah.
But that's really the major difference, I'm afraid, between
home,
the two.
I'm running 512K at home on my home version of Windows XP, and it runs fantastic.
Yeah. But did I make a mistake by buying Pro instead of Home then?
Have you opened it up yet?
No.
Take it back and get the Home version.
Okay.
You'll save yourself some bucks.
Okay. Yeah, if you don't need to connect to an NT server, then you don't need Pro.
Yeah, right. And if you haven't hit the shrink wrap, you can take it back, say, sorry, I grabbed the wrong version, I need to get the home.
No. It's still in the bag.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. Go ahead.
And NT, I think home has a maximum limit of 10 connections simultaneously.
For personal sharing.
Right. Are you gonna hook to more than 10 machines?
It's just me. Nobody else.
Right, then you don't have to worry about it.
There you go, Linda.
Home will be perfect for you. Good luck, Linda.
Thank you very much, guys.
Have fun. Our next caller, Betsy from Brighton. Welcome, Betsy. What's your question?
My question is that I can't open Microsoft Word 2000 on my laptop.
What happens when you try?
I get a message that says, I get the hourglass, and the message says system resources dangerously low, and then I can't do anything. It's just frozen.
The first, what antivirus program are you running?
Nothing that I know of.
Here's what has most likely happened. You probably have one of the many Word macro viruses. What you need to do first and foremost is to buy yourself an antivirus program.
Okay.
Install it. Immediately update it.
A lot of the viruses won't let you install. You'll have to boot from the CD that comes with the virus disk and clean your system first.
Well, now my system was into Dave's Emporium a couple weeks ago, and it was cleaned then.
Well, that's good, but...
Could I still have a virus?
Absolutely.
If you could reconnect it back onto the Internet without any...
I haven't reconnected to the Internet, though.
Have you gotten disks from other people? Have you done... Has your computer, to your knowledge, been around any other computer data?
No, just floppy disks from this to my desktop.
Well, that's connections. Yes,
okay.
That's a connection. Let me suggest that you start with...
Because the virus could have been on those floppies.
Could have been on the floppies.
Put it back in and read them.
You need to be running an antivirus program. So go out and get one. boot from the, follow the directions in the manual, boot from the flop, from, boot from the CD, clean your machine, then install it, and update it immediately, and then run it again.
Okay.
Then, if that all doesn't solve the problem, because you want to do that anyway, whether or not it's going to fix the problem or not, then you want to delete the normal.dot file from your system. DOT as in dot.
Okay.
You can find that by going to start, find, and look for normal.dot, which is short for document template. Once you've deleted that, restart Word, and it will rebuild that normal.dot, which may have gotten corrupted.
And that's where a lot of the viruses live, too.
Right. And
now,
so
I did try to reinstall Word from...
Yeah, but unfortunately, Word doesn't fully reinstall. If it sees a lot of the files out there, it just leaves them. And one of the files it just leaves is normal, because you might have changed something in normal to you know, change the font or whatever. So delete normal.dot and go again. But do that. But go out and get the antivirus first.
What kind?
But they're all good. Personally, I'm a fan of McAfee's, but that's only because I've used it since day one. But both McAfee and Norton are very good.
Well, it did come with some sort of antivirus on it, but then a message comes up that it's not working.
Right, because it's expired, because it was only a demo. So you need to go out and buy something immediately.
Okay.
Okie doke.
Thanks.
Thanks, Betsy. We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on the universe's longest-running and greatest computer radio call-in show, Soundbites, on 1180 WHAM.
For all your computer needs, call Green Shield Computer Services toll-free at 1-800-544-9580. Located in Rochester at 1370 Hudson Avenue, just south of Route 104, Green Shield is a full-service computer firm that's been helping individuals and businesses since 1984. They'll build, install, maintain, and network both your home and work computers. Green Shield is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 till 4. So, yeah, call them right now. That's right now at 1-800-544-9580. Green Shield can also provide your website development, hosting, email, and domain name registration. And Green Shield is an approved Corral business education, government, and legal partner. Call them right now, toll free at 1-800-544-9580. That's 1-800-544-9580. Or you can send them an email to computers@greenshield.net. Remember the name, Green Shield Computer Services, part of the Green Shield Group, established in 1967.
Anniversary. Webster defines it as the annual recurrence of a date marking a notable event. Jim Barner Chevrolet in Churchville defines it as party time. Come join the fun on Saturday, August 10th, as they celebrate their 30th anniversary with Rhinos and Racing, C. Carrie Earnhardt, Supercuts No. 12, Bush Monte Carlo, and other local racers. From 1 till 3, Rhinos, Yuri Lavrinyenko, Alexi Coral, and Scott Schweitzer sign autographs and show off their soccer skills. Get free tickets to a movie or a Rhinos game while supplies last. Win Glenn tickets, a mini Kevin Harvick Goodwrench Monte Carlo, or other prizes. Buy a hot pop for just $150, or bid in the silent auction for a picture of Dale Earnhardt Sr. signed by the man himself at Jim Barnard Chevrolet just two summers ago. Proceeds benefit area youth soccer. Take a test drive and get an autographed soccer ball. And all this month, buy any new Chevy and get 0% financing or rebates of up to $4,000 plus special closeout discounts you'll find only at Jim Barnard Chevrolet. Come to Rhinos and Racing Saturday, August 10th at Jim Barnard Chevrolet, Buffalo Road, Churchville.
Jim Barnard Chevrolet.
We've been here for 30 years and we'll be there.
Good afternoon, friends. Beth Adams inviting you out to the Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries until 6 o'clock this evening, tomorrow 11 to 5, both at Jefferson Road next to Wendy's and Ridge Road West at Long Pond for their annual tent sale. Great prices both in and out of the store. Hundreds of sale items, including chairs from $197, sofas from $397. Lazy Boy is certainly not just about recliners and easy chairs anymore. They have entire rooms full of furniture, sectionals, beautiful decor. They even have a computer program where you can match up the decor and the fabric you want with the style of furniture you want. Check out the leather gallery. They have sofas, leather recliners, chairs, sectionals, recliners that don't look like recliners. They're elegant, Chippendale, and Queen Anne style. Something for every taste here at Lazy Boy Furniture. And as I said, fabulous prices, too. Also, come on out and sign up for front row seats to Bonnie Raitt and Lyle Lovett at Finger Lakes Performing Arts Center this coming Wednesday evening. We're here at Jefferson Road next to Wendy's at Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Also, sale prices at Ridge Road West at Long Pond. For Lazy Boy Furniture, Beth Adams on WHAM.
This portion of Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet Service, call 262-2485.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet. They would rather do their show in a chat room. It's Sound Bites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Been there, done that. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Wright.
And I'm Rob Linton.
There we go, and we are taking your calls on Sound Bites, hurtling into our 14th year of bringing you the best. Dare I say that? The best.
Yeah, but can I say it softly right now while we're eating our Bill Gray's?
The best. I want to thank our friends at Bill Gray's,
they
our
didn't
new
forget
back
us.
Friends. They did forget us, but we called up and reminded them about us. And they brought us a magnificent repast here, and we're very happy.
But we need straws.
Our next straws. If anybody's listening down there, bring us some straws. Our next caller is Dave from Rochester. Welcome, Dave. What's your question?
Nick, I'm getting a new computer.
Congratulations.
And I got a lot of things on the disk I have presently that I want to save, but I don't have a DVD read-write drive. Now, there is a company on the internet called Xburn. What they do is you call them up and tell them where the files are, and they will somehow, I don't know how they do this, they will somehow copy it to a CD and send it to you for about, you know, minimal fee, about $6. I'm just confused because I haven't seen the whole thing.
How do you spell this Xburn?
X-B-U-R-N.
X like you take out the two double. It's not a triple X. It's a single X. Mm-hmm. B-U-R-N.
There's several services around the internet that do that for you. Some of them give you internet disk space that you upload your files yourself to. But
so you park it to a motel, so to speak.
Sort of. The other thing you can do is connect the two computers together physically with a cable. Or what techie geeks like Dave and I do, because we like to, we rip the hard drive out of the old one and stick it in the new one and copy all the files over.
Yeah. Once I get good, I'll be able to do that. I have one other question. There's Internet Explorer, obviously, and there's also Netscape. And I noticed Netscape has something called a cache, which means they will actually sort of record all the photos and stuff that in your travels.
Yeah.
So you can go back and check your cache if you weren't able to save a photo or whatever.
Right.
But Explorer doesn't. Is that correct?
They don't no. All browsers have a cache where they put data. Here's the deal with that. The internet is slowing down, and we all know that. So what happens is when your browser goes to a site, it takes that whole page, pictures, text, everything, sounds, whatever you've got, and throws them into the cache in your system.
Right.
With a date.
Okay.
Now, the next time you go back, the first thing it does is say, hey, I was last here 2 days ago. Has anything changed? Mm-hmm. If the other system says yes, it downloads that page again. If the other system says no, it brings the page up out of the cache.
Yeah. But how do you find cache on Explorer? I don't think you can. You can on Netscape.
It's called internet temporary internet files.
Oh.
It's the same concept with a different name.
Yeah,
I got it.
I usually just check my wallet.
Okay, thanks, man.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
There's usually none
Thank
there.
You.
Right. The problem with cache is that web pages change so dynamically. You can go back to the same page a minute later, and it's all different.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So the concept of a cache is decreasing. So most people set their cache size down to 1 or 2 megs.
Like I said, just like my wallet.
Yeah.
Cache is down.
Right, cache is down.
So because there comes a point of diminishing returns where it takes longer to search your cache than it would have to download the new information from the site anyway.
Yep. Our next caller, Paul from Rochester. Welcome, Paul. What's your question?
Yes, my question is, I've got a whole bunch of programs, a whole bunch under my msconfig.exe under the startup.
Yep.
And I don't know which programs I can remove in order to safely burn a CD-R.
If you don't know, don't remove anything.
Okay.
Basically.
Well,
are you having trouble burning CDs?
Yeah, when you burn a CD, there's something called a buffer underrun. It'll
yeah.
stop burning. And
yeah,
I don't want to have to keep testing and burning all the time I burn a CD. I'm using a Yamaha CRW2100E.
Yep.
And every once in a while, I can't burn at 16x. I've got a 350 megahertz Pentium 2 processor with Windows 98 second edition, and I'm trying to burn. I can't burn CDs at 16x. Is there a way to do that safely?
Where are you trying to burn them from?
From the hard drive.
And is the hard drive and the... I'm assuming the CD burner is an IDE burner.
Yes, it is.
Is it on the same chain as the hard drive?
I'm not sure.
That would be a much bigger problem than what's running in the background. Even at 350 megahertz, which is not tremendously fast, but should
decent.
Be fast enough for 16X. It is more likely that the problem is that the stuff you're trying to burn is on the same chain as the CD burner. And consequently, what happens is two devices on the same IDE chain, that is to say the same ribbon cable,
mm-hmm.
only one of them can be active at a time.
Okay.
So it starts up the drive, reads some data, stops the drive. Starts
right.
up the burner, writes some data, stops the burner. Starts up the drive, reads some data, you get what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, eventually you get out of sync if the two devices are on the same chain.
Okay,
so if they're on different chains, you don't have that problem.
Okay, so how do we go inside the computer and put it on a different chain? See, I've got two CD RAM drives.
Okay, what you want to make sure is one of the drives can be on the same chain as the hard drive,
okay.
not usually the burner.
But
right.
the reader.
Put your regular CD on the same chain as your hard drive,
okay.
and put the burner on the second IDE chain.
Okay.
Then you have to. You might have to change your master-slave jumpers.
Yeah.
The first device on the chain is the master. The second device is the slave.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I have no. I don't know how to do this because I'm visually impaired. I can't change this. I have to have somebody else.
Unfortunately,
do it.
You're going to have to either take the machine somewhere or whatever because the. And I sympathize with you. My eyes are going bad, too.
Okay,
you can't read the
bad,
little
bad eyes
things.
And big fingers. You can't get those jumpers off.
You can't read the little tiny words on the jumpers.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I'm with you on that.
There's also a new class of CD drive that has buffer underrun protection built in.
Okay, I'm sorry. We have to go. We're going to take a quick break. Back in a little bit with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Hi, I'm Jeff Least, president of MicroWorks Computers, where our motto is old-fashioned service for a high-tech world. Old-fashioned in the way we greet you and how a live person answers your call. Old-fashioned by having long-term, knowledgeable employees who won't talk over your head. Old-fashioned by realizing that we need to exceed your expectations every time you do business with us. Judging from our repeat and referral customers during our 8 years in business, I think we've been successful in meeting those goals and growing into a multi-million dollar company. MicroWorks offers a large selection of in-stock parts, including Rochester's largest supply of cables and hard-to-find parts. We custom build systems, servers, and bare bones for business and home. We offer repairs including notebook repairs, virus removal, and data recovery. And we have outside technicians for network administration and other repairs. So give us a call at 271-0050 or stop by our stores at 793 South Goodman Street or our new location in the Winjeff Plaza at 3259 Winton Road South, or see us on the web at microworks.com.
Hey, Bob, it's noon. Let's go. Lunch, you know.
Can't. I need a new car, and I've got to get to John Holt's.
Are you nuts? You know how Niedermeyer is. 1 hour.
Relax. The pizza will be here in a half hour. I'm going online at johnholtz.com. And check it out.
Ah, 500 new cars to choose from. Acura, Audi, BMW, Honda, Land Rovers, Mazda, Mercedes-Benz, Porsche.
Uh-huh. And finding the car for you at johnholtz.com could never be easier. All I have to do is fill out these few lines. Boom. By this time tomorrow, I'll have an aggressive quote on the car I'm looking for.
But what if you don't want to buy new?
No problem. I click here, and johnholtz.com finds me the exact used car I'm looking for.
Wow. Year, make, model, color? Hey, do you think johnholtz.com could hook me up with that timeshare in the Cayman Islands?
John Holtz brings you the world, pal, not fantasies.
You always knew John Holtz could bring you the world, and he just found a way to do it so you don't even have to leave your house. It's all at johnholtz.com. All you have to do is shop, click, buy, and drive. All at johnholtz.com.
March. My son Brian needed glasses for school, so I figured, why spend money at one of those eyeglass shops when I can just get a pair off the rack at the grocery store? Brian, honey, come here. Show Aunt Marge your new glasses.
Okay, Mom.
Over here, dear. You're getting closer. Oh, try and follow Mommy's voice.
Hey, school will be tough enough on Brian. Get him what he really needs at Empire Vision's Back to School Sale. From now until the end of September, they're practically giving away eyeglass and contact lens packages for only $95. The eyeglass package includes frames, safe, lightweight polycarbonate single vision lenses, and a one-year breakage warranty. Or scope out the disposable contact lens package with a complete eye exam, professional comfort fitting, plus 2 6-packs of daily wear disposable lenses, and a follow-up visit for just $95.
No, Brian. Over here. Watch out for the lamp.
Make sure your kids look good and see even better. Get more for your eyes at Empire Vision.
When it comes to computers, we could all use some help making sense of the hype.
Microsoft screwed up again.
Who'd have thunk it?
That's where the Soundbites guys come in.
You could be running Windows probably 15 to 20 times faster than you're running it now.
Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray. Soundbites. America's longest running computer radio show. Soundbites. Saturday afternoons from 12:20 till 2. Soundbites. On News Radio 1180, WHAM.
Enjoy the thrill of sports shooting and a round of golf all rolled into one great event. The third annual Birds and Birdies Tournament to benefit the Heart of Gold Children's Foundation. On Thursday, August 29th, you and your team will shoot, skeet, and trap at the Rochester Brooks Gun Club, and then head over and shoot 9 holes of golf at Wildwood Country Club. You can also choose just the shoot, just the golf, or both if you like. Spaces are limited, so call for information, 533-9913. Birds and Birdies, Thursday, August 29th, is brought to you by Staff Leasing, Carl Burst at Liberty Mutual, and News Radio 1180 WHA.
Don't touch on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
It's true. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linson.
Sure, that he can say. And we're Soundbites.
Hey, now. Be nice. If it wasn't for you guys laughing in the studio here with me, I would have gotten through. No
yes,
problem.
Yeah, we right. do yeah. tend to.
What are friends for yeah, but yeah. to help
encourage
you. Yourself?
Encourage.
Before we go back to the phones, we want to talk to you a little bit about what's going on the website at soundbites.org. We'll start with last week's poll. We have a poll every week, you know. Last week's poll was, how long have you been listening to Soundbites? This is the traditional poll that we put up every anniversary, and last Saturday was indeed the exact date of our 13th anniversary.
And we're up to...
We had 274 votes, which was very nice. The winner, 24... Well, actually, there was a tie, 24% of you. 67 and 65 votes, but there's a rounding thing going on. 1 to 3 years, 4 to 6 years. So but just about half of you have been watching between 1 and 6 years. Less than a year, that is to say, all those of you who are watching on listening on Wham, 17% of you. All 13 glorious years, 14% of you. 10 to 12 years, 12%, and 7 to 9 years, 9%. We want to thank all 274 of you who voted. We love that. Thank you so much. This week's poll is a little different. Abner Kravitz, one of our regulars on the forum, sent this one in. How often do you back up your data? And the choices are once a day, once a week, once a month, once. When I'm reminded, thanks. And backups? We don't need no stinking backups. So far, we have 54 votes. We'd love for you to vote at the 56 votes at the website Soundbites with a Y, .org. Also, while you're there, scroll down, see what happens. You'll find that you can give us your opinion on my website, AskNick.com. You can also join the lively discussions in the Soundbites forums. Become a member. It's free.
Visit our store.
And of course, if you scroll down even farther, you'll see that you can buy stuff at the Soundbites store.
We got to. I know you've been ill.
I have been.
And when you get some time to... we've had our pictures professionally done that we can have folks, if they'd like... have our photo on the back of the shirt. And
right,
we're
going
to autograph it.
Hopefully, I'll get to that this weekend. So early next week, check out all the new cool stuff at the store. And while you're at it, scroll down even a little farther, and you'll see that we have an archive server up where you can either stream or download and play at your leisure on your portable device our old shows. We also have a continuous stream of all shows for those of you who would like to immerse yourselves in the Soundbites experience. And now we're going to go So vote, join the forums, do all that stuff. We're going to go back to the phones and start with Dan, who's patiently been waiting. Welcome, Dan. What's your question? Dan?
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
It's Ben with a B.
Ben with a B.
There you go.
Oh, man, Rob, clean out those ears, buddy. Go ahead, Ben.
What's the call? What's the question?
Okay, I'm running a Pentium 500 megahertz, 64 mega RAM. I just bought a Hewlett-Packard combo printer fax scanner that requires connection to a USB port. I got two USB ports on the motherboard. They don't work. So I go up to my computer.
What version of Windows are you running?
98 first edition.
Well, there's your problem.
Yep.
Okay.
There are USB updates for 98 first edition to help it work a little better. A 98 second edition worked even better, and the patches to that worked sort of okay.
Yeah, the problem is Microsoft did not do a particularly good job with USB until they got up to, well, XP, really.
Okay.
There are a couple of things you can do. First, you need to get all the updates to 98, and if you're not running second edition, you don't have much longer to do that. The other thing is you want to make sure that in the BIOS, the USB support is turned on.
Yeah, that it is.
Okay. Then the problem really comes down to the fact that the drivers are poor for 98.
And you might want to check on HP's website to see if they have any specific patches for Windows itself.
Yeah, if you can get up to 98 second edition, and there is a USB patch up there that, for the most part, I found that works pretty adequately.
Well. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I've been to the Microsoft website and gone to their updates, and I can't find an update specifically to update.
Well, if you have a problem with that, let me know. I can email you the patch.
Yeah, but that's for second edition, not for first.
You got to have second edition, though.
You can't
second edition available on the Microsoft website?
No. It was purchase only.
You got to go over to one of the superstores.
And the other problem is that the Windows Update website doesn't list all of the updates possible, and in fact doesn't list the updates necessary in many cases. You have to go to download.microsoft.com and search for updates manually. And
Would it be easier for me to just upgrade the RAM and go to 2000?
Or XP. For the home user, XP is better. 64 RAM is a minimum to begin with, 64
MHz. And you said it's a P what?
Pentium 500 megahertz.
Pentium 2?
500 megahertz.
Yeah, that'll handle it.
Yeah. Go up to XP, home or pro. Okay. 2000 is a great operating system, but it is not really designed for the home user. And it had even more troubles with
USB. Well, the other thing, though, is... Here's the other thing, though. Depending on how much memory he can put on that machine. Does it take DIMMs or SIMs?
SIMs.
No, you may be
stuck. Yeah, you don't bother going to XP because SIMs are, you know, old memory, and you're not going to be able to get it up much more. You're going to pay an arm and a leg. You might want to just look at possibly saving your pennies and getting a new box, you know, minus the monitor, because DIMMs are what is out on the market now, and DDR memory.
Right. What you really need is a motherboard and a bigger power supply. Now, whether you buy a case to go along with that is a minimal additional
cost. Which you probably have to do because it's ATX.
Right. And then you want to say, all right, I can move over all my stuff, the hard drives, the video card, everything else.
Right.
So that's probably, at this point, your best bet. I'm sorry.
Okay, we'll spend a few bucks.
There you go. Okay. That's the attitude I like to hear, or I used to like to hear when I sold things. Thanks, Dan. Our next caller is Jim, also on a cell phone. Hiya, Jim.
Hi, guys.
You're pulled over to the side of the road, right?
No, actually, hands-free. I waited long enough to get home, so now I'm sitting in my driveway.
Oh, there you go. Excellent.
That's all right. This is a no-brainer real quick. Probably something I can figure out myself, but I'm too lazy. It's more fun listening to you guys.
Thank you.
I went and bought a new hard drive, ghosted what I had onto it, took the original hard drive, put it in another computer I built for my kid, gave it to him, and everybody's happy. Except on reboot, I get Windows Emergency Millennium Boot. or some message like that.
Yeah.
In other words, it boots up fine. Everything's hunky-dory. But I'm just real curious what's going on here, and it's probably got something to do with the auto eject valve. I don't know.
Well, what's really going on is the fact that when you install Windows, it installs certain files based on the environment it finds itself in.
Okay.
That includes the motherboard you've given it.
Right.
When you put it in a new machine and don't reinstall the operating system, there are some files that don't work right. They're designed for the other motherboard.
Bingo. I'm sure you're exactly right.
Yeah. Thank you. Me too.
And without going through every single file, which one do I want to fool around with?
No, it's not how it works. There's a million tiny little ones.
All right.
Your best bet at this point is to install the operating system. What is it, Emmy?
Yeah.
Install.
Hook it up to the back of your vehicle. Back out of the driveway and make sure that PC is right behind the vehicle as you back out. That'll end all your problems.
I'll tell you what solves bigger problems than that. I am so happy with Windows ME on my little old POS 533P3. It's fine-tuned. Everything is matched up. I got fast bus speeds. I got four-lane superhighways connecting everything.
Right.
It's primarily for gaming. I'm an avid online
golf. Then you win.
Okay?
You win.
So it works great, and I'll defense it, you know, till the cows come home. So I got no problems with that. When I reinstall Windows on this, do I have to go through and fool around with all the preferences and all that stuff again?
Yeah, because it's essentially a new install. I mean, you'll end up with the same preferences you had, but they may not be optimum for that machine.
Right.
Guess what? Forget it. It's going to sit right there. I was just curious, and it ain't worth fooling around with.
Well, there you go, then.
Sometimes
everybody
you can just ignore the message.
It's fine, and I'm going to listen. Keep on listening.
Thanks so much, guys. Jim. Have fun.
Thanks, Jim.
Our next caller, Marty from Rochester. Welcome, Marty. What's your question?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. I'm sitting out in a parking lot sweltering, but other than that, pretty good.
Out in this parking lot? Come on up.
No, actually, I'm in somewhere in Spencerport. I was on my way home.
Okay. I hope you actually know where you are in Spencerport.
I have a Windows XP home question.
Yeah.
About a month ago, I opened up my Outlook Express. Unfortunately, at the time, I had preview pane active.
Oh, yeah.
Highlighted one of my messages and instantly got an alert from Norton Antivirus saying, you have been infected by the CLES viper.
Yeah.
I immediately shut down Outlook Express, and I went into System Restore and went back a day. Question I have is, am I safe?
Not entirely, no. The problem is System Restore really just changes the registry.
And the virus still is sitting there.
Right. The virus actually infected the physical files on the hard drive. So they're still infected. You need to clean it, and there's a CLES cleaner up on both Norton and McAfee's website. Mm-hmm. So.
And run it in safe mode. Because some folks will try it in regular mode, but the protected files, like for the restoring that, are protected, so they tell you to go in on safe mode and run this CLES virus clean utility to really get rid of it all.
The other thing you can do is in the Norton setup is you can turn on email scanning, so it scans your email before it gets into your Outlook inbox.
Okay.
So the viruses are caught before you could even try to display the message.
And for heaven's sake, people, we've said this often enough, turn off the preview pane.
Mm-hmm.
It's been about a month since then, and I've been updating Norton's antivirus definitions. And I remember you said something last week about how this virus tricks you into thinking Norton antivirus is actually still active.
Right. You have to run the real tool in order to make sure CLES is gone.
And the other key thing, though, is when you start up, I don't care whether it's Norton or McAfee, look at the date of the virus definitions. If it says it's more than 7 days old, it's not updating.
Not updating.
And that whole purpose of CLES is to shut down McAfee, Norton, any antivirus program. It will not let you repair it until you get rid of this CLES, and then it starts destroying other programs.
Right, so go to the website, download those things, and clean your system, and then update again.
If you were really lucky, Norton disabled and deleted CLES before it had a chance to do much more.
But the only way you'll know, right, the only way you'll know is to run that tool. We have to take a break.
Yeah. I see no symptoms whatsoever.
Well, you won't for a while. That's the tricky part about CLES. For real, it's, you know what? Here's your choices. Don't do it, and maybe you're going to lose your machine, or spend a half an hour to do it, and you win. We got to take a break. Back in a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites at 1180 WHAM.
Tired of constantly having your computer lock up on you? Have you experienced the infamous blue screen of death? Or is your computer just running too hot? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you need FrozenCPU.com. FrozenCPU.com, a local internet-based company specializing in customized PC cases and products for cooling your overheated computers. FrozenCPU.com, considered by many the mecca for modified cases and cooling products. They have a huge selection of some of the premium cases available, ranging from Cooler Master and Lee & Lee to their famous Blizzard system, as well as cutting-edge Coolant's water-cooled cases. FrozenCPU.com cases start at only $99. Including a 350-watt power supply. In addition to being your case headquarters, FrozenCPU.com also specializes in cooling your overheated computer. They carry top-of-the-line heat sinks like Thermalright, Alpha, SwiftTech, and all the fans you could ask for. FrozenCPU.com, your case and cooling system headquarters. Remember, it's not what your computer can do for you, it's what you can do to your computer.
Dick Clark here for Nuvim. That's N-U-V-I-M, the revolutionary new dietary supplement. You know, I drink my Nuvim every day to help build my immune system, support muscle flexibility, and promote sturdy joints. Now, I asked you to tell me why you like Nuvim, and here's what I heard.
Hi, Dick. Tony Gennaro. I'm a physician in New Jersey. I've been using Nuvim for about 6 months. I have more energy.
I just feel more restful and comfortable.
My favorite flavor is strawberry vanilla. Love strawberry vanilla.
I'm a first-time mom at age 42, and I drink Nuvim because, boy, do I need the energy.
My skin is better. My hair is better.
Call 1-866-90-NUVIM. Tell us what Nuvim has done for you. If we use your comments, you could win a 45-day supply of Nuvim. In the meantime, look for Nuvim in the refrigerated juice section of supermarkets and convenience stores. Be healthy and energetic. Drink Nuvim. You'll love how you feel.
This morning I told my wife I'd rather go out with the guys instead of visiting her parents. And she said, don't press your luck. At work, I told my boss I want a raise, a company gold card, a bigger office with a big fridge and a matching couch. He pretended to think about it and then said, don't press your luck. And at the laundromat, I told the laundry lady that since I'm her best customer, I should get free soap, first dibs on dryers, a hand in folding, and she said, don't press your luck. And then I went to Casino Niagara. Inside, I saw this beautiful Mazda Miata, and I told the big boss there that I was going to drive it home. And she said,
go ahead, press your luck.
And for some strange reason, I didn't know how to do that, so she explained.
Sign up for a Player's Advantage Club card, and you could drive away in a new Mazda Miata. Already a member? Register your email, and you'll also get a chance to play Press Your Luck, only at Casino Niagara.
And then I drove up to the customs guy, flipped him my keys, and asked him to check my oil, wash the windshield, and vacuum the interior. Guess what he said?
Contest ends August 31st. No purchase necessary. Must be at least 19. Void where prohibited by law. Call 1-888-WINFALL for details.
Enjoy the thrill of sports shooting and a round of golf all rolled into one great event. The third annual Birds and Birdies Tournament to benefit the Heart of Gold Children's Foundation. On Thursday, August 29th, you and your team will shoot, skeet, and trap at the Rochester Brooks Gun Club, and then head over and shoot 9 holes of golf at Wildwood Country Club. You can also choose just the shoot, just the golf, or both if you like. Spaces are limited, so call for information, 533-9913. Birds and Birdies, Thursday, August 29th, is brought to you by Staff Leasing, Carl Burst at Liberty Mutual, and News Radio 1180 WH.
Soundbites, America's longest running computer radio show. It's brought to you by the Element K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Green Shield Computer Services. To America's longest running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Got a computer question? Call the boys at 222-1180. The Choice One toll free line at 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco.
There's nothing quite as frightening as watching Dave Enright chair dance on a chair with wheels. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And we are Soundbites, and we're talking to Donald from Perry. Welcome, Donald.
At least
what's
the
your
chair
question?
Has wheels that I can move around.
Yeah, unfortunately, you can't move out the door because we're in the way. So what's your question, Donald?
Good afternoon, everyone.
Hi there.
Well, I've got a solution for the guy that has a Yamaha burner.
Excellent.
I've got the same burner. Number one, well, first he has to make sure it's on a different chain.
Mm-hmm.
And what he could do is reduce the speed to 12x instead of 16. Because it's got an 8 meg buffer, and sometimes the buffer empties before it burns everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what
which
you
is,
find
which
is
annoying when you buy a 16x drive.
Yeah, well, but, yes, and then a lot of that has to do with how fast your system can push data to it.
Yes, but when I upgraded to XP Professional, I had no problem whatsoever.
Right, XP is better written, and it's a little tighter in code. I got a 24X burner from some place in town.
Enright PC Man?
Oh, yeah, that was the place. And
now we've got 40 by 12 by 48.
Yeah, no, but mine runs 24X. It runs great. So,
yeah.
And that's under XP as well. But yeah, it depends a lot on which operating system you're running, how fast your bus is. There's a million things that change it. Yeah, appreciate that, Donald. Thank you so much.
Okay, go Linux.
Yeah, go Linux, exactly right. Our next caller, Joe from Buffalo. Welcome, Joe. What's your question?
Well, I got a, let's see. I was wondering if the theme for your show, is that a custom job? Or, do you have that done specifically for your show?
Is that, I don't know, who the theme song for our show, is that a custom
I don't know,
job?
But it's great music to move around on these wheels in the chair.
Yeah, it is.
I like it, too.
This guy with the Yamaha burner, he's getting all sorts of help today, because that's what I called about, too.
Okay.
I was going to suggest reboot into safe mode, do a defrag, and then reboot up into normally, and that should speed up the computer accessing the files that he's going to put on his CD.
Excellent point. That's an excellent point, Joe. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
See, this is my favorite part. We get all these people calling in, and we just sit back and say, yeah, fine, go ahead. Our next caller, Dennis from Victor. Do you have an answer or a question today?
I have a question, guys.
Oh, that'll be a change.
I have a gateway computer, a 450, and I'm running Windows 98. And when I use Microsoft Word, and I'm typing a business letter,
yeah,
and I put New York, NY in, the computer puts in a capital E, and I've talked to Gateway and I've talked to Microsoft, and nobody can seem to figure out how to keep it from doing that.
That's interesting. There is a thing called auto-correct.
Auto-complete also.
And auto-complete. And what it does is it lets you put in certain things, like the colon... close parentheses that people use for a smiley face.
Uh-huh.
And when you do that, there's really it's two little lists. On the left is the thing that you type in, and on the right is the thing that it turns into. So this is autocorrect or autocomplete because, for example, I am consistently typing T-E-H for the.
Yes.
So I simply put T-E-H in the list and said, whenever you see that, type, turn it into T-A-G.
What?
So somewhere in... I beg your pardon.
That's okay.
Somewhere in your word list will be this... oh, man, I'm just going to die right here in front of everybody. Sorry. Somewhere in your word list will be...
No, you still got a half hour, sorry.
Right.
You can't die now. You got to wait till later.
Right.
I was going to say, he's not bumping out on us, and he's still got a half hour of program time to go here.
Right, yeah. So it'll be that NY turning into an NYE. And where you find that is under Tools.
Tools.
Auto-correct options.
Tools.
And toward the bottom, you'll see a list of those things. You see where it says replace blank with blank?
Oh, yeah.
If you go down through that list, I'm sure what you'll find is NY turning into NYE. They are alphabetical. And so all you have to do is highlight it and delete it, and you're on your way.
I like the one that automatically lower case is the second letter, because I tend to not release the shift keys. So I'll get capital T, capital H, lowercase E, and it fixes it for me.
Right. And
of course, that's making us all lousy typists.
Right, exactly. and in fact, you can. There's all kinds of things you can do here. Autocorrect, auto-format, all kinds of stuff. If it's not under autocorrect, it might be under auto-text. It might be under auto. It wouldn't be under auto-format. But those are the choices.
Can this have just happened by itself, because I don't recall taking any action to do this?
It sometimes will look at what you type, and if you have fixed an NY to NYE and then for something else, it may think, oh, he may want to do that all the time.
Particularly if you've done that 100 times.
Right. Yeah, it thinks, all right, I'll help him out in this case.
Right.
Yep. Don't get
me crazy.
Give that a try and let us know what happens. We have to take a break. But we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on the universe's longest-running and absolutely most fun computer show in history, Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Hi, I'm Jeff Least, president of MicroWorks Computers, where our motto is old-fashioned service for a high-tech world. Old-fashioned in the way we greet you and how a live person answers your call. Old-fashioned by having long-term, knowledgeable employees who won't talk over your head. Old-fashioned by realizing that we need to exceed your expectations every time you do business with us. Judging from our repeat and referral customers during our 8 years in business, I think we've been successful in meeting those goals and growing into a multi-million dollar company. MicroWorks offers a large selection of in-stock parts, including Rochester's largest supply of cables and hard-to-find parts. We custom-build systems, servers, and bare bones for business and home. We offer repairs including notebook repairs, virus removal, and data recovery. And we have outside technicians for network administration and other repairs. So give us a call at 271-0050 or stop by our stores at 793 South Goodman Street or our new location in the Wingeff Plaza at 3259 Winton Road South, or see us on the web at microworks.com.
This is it, the one time of the year when the guaranteed low price goes even lower. It's Dorshel's annual clearance event, and it's going on right now. I know, you've heard this all before, right? But maybe not, because during this clearance event, Dorshel is offering a risk-free rebate guarantee. And here's how it works. If the vehicle you purchase has a $3,000 rebate, and the manufacturer increases that rebate to $4,500 between now and the end of the year, Dorshel will write you a check and make up the difference. That's it. Dorshel is guaranteeing you that you'll receive the maximum manufacturer's rebate on your vehicle until the end of 2002. Dorshel's risk-free rebate guarantee is good on all remaining 2002s in inventory at all Dorshel locations. Prior sales are excluded, and you must take delivery before August 31st, 2002. See our ads in the DNC for details. It's definitely the best deal of the year, and it's definitely only at Dorshel. Risk-free rebate guarantee is for manufacturer-to-consumer rebates only and excludes APR and manufacturer-to-dealer programs.
You could sail out to a scenic spot and drop anchor. Then crack open a few crustaceans.
You grab one like this.
Oh! As you watch the setting sun get swallowed up by the giant sea. Or you could just come into Red Lobster, where right now you can get a whole pound of hot, steamy snow crab legs for just $10.99. Now, we know a visit to Red Lobster isn't exactly the same as a beach vacation. We're a lot less expensive.
Come in for a pound of crab for just $10.99 now at Red Lobster.
I write for medical journals, so when I got arthritis, I researched articles on pain rubs and learned that more doctors recommend the ingredient in Capsaicin HP. Unlike smelly old-fashioned pain rubs, Capsaicin HP is odor-free, and data confirms that the ingredient in Capsaicin HP attacks arthritis pain immediately. Plus, it gets more effective with continued use. Capsaicin HP starts strong and gets stronger the longer I use it. My research raised my knowledge level. Capsaicin HP raised my level of relief. Use as directed.
This portion of Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet Service, call 262-2485.
50,000 watts. Huh. I wonder how many gigabytes that would translate to. Welcome back to Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Here's Nick Francesco.
I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And we are Soundbites. Next, we're talking to Vito and Chile. Vito, come sta?
Molto bene, molto bene. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
is a concerning about the subject of being infected with a virus.
Yes.
And we get a lot of hits, and there's two of us using the computer. And McAfee always alerts us, so we delete these downloads. But at other times, we test our antivirus with a test file from ICAR.com. And that's the European Institute for Computer Antivirus Research. So,
right.
So the question is, if you have a question as to whether or not your antivirus is functioning, what's your opinion about using the test virus from ICAR.com? And, of course, when that comes in, it'll say you have detected a virus, and this is not a virus but a test virus, as a means of saying, hey, my system's still working.
Well, you know what? That's actually a pretty good deal. The
yeah.
thing is, I don't know if any of the antivirus programs like Clez allow that one to go through so you think you're safe.
Yeah.
Well, they have different... they have ICAR.com, which is one form, and then different versions of it, ICAR.com.txt and ICAR.com.zip and a double zip. And they're all variations attempting to say, hey, if you can do a test virus, can you do it if it's been zipped? And we always detect all of those. So I don't know if Clez would let it go. That's the question for you guys.
Right. I don't think it does. So I think right at the moment, anyway, you're safe with that. What's the address for that so everybody
it's,
knows it?
EICAR.com. It's a test virus from the Institute of Antivirus Research. So it's quite safe. It's not a virus at all.
Right. It's so actually ICAR.org.
Yeah, so you could either bring it in and keep it resident in your computer, or you could just attempt to download it, and right off the bat, it'll flag it.
Right. That's a great thing, and I thank you for that. We'll put that up. Steve's putting that up on the website right now, so we'll have the ICAR.org website up there, so you can get to that and download the test file to test your antivirus.
Yeah, you just got to kind of watch it, because you can get complacent like that, and I wouldn't be surprised that the hackers will go after that file. You're thinking you're getting tested, and it says, oh yeah, you caught it, and it sneaks under the wire.
Right, you're still best to be checking, bless you, you're still best to be checking your dates on your updates.
Right, thanks a lot.
Okie doke.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Our next caller, Tom from Geneva. Welcome, Tom. What's your question?
Yes, I'm kind of new to computers, but I have a computer at home. It has Microsoft Works on it, and I did a Word document, saved it to a disk, took it to work to try and use it, and we have Microsoft Word. It just comes up with squares and circles and numbers.
Right.
How can I get that to work, or can't I?
In Microsoft Works, you have to save the file as a Word format. Go to File, Save As, and there's a list of file types. One of them will be the Microsoft Word format.
Okay, that's right. It works, though.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, the problem really is that the folks at Microsoft, their programmers, don't seem to have a lot of imagination. Both in Word and in Works, the file type ends in .doc.
Yeah.
And although they are two completely different formats, they both end in .doc. So you may think you saved it as a Word type, but you did not. It is only when you go to Save As that you're allowed
or
to
do an export.
Right, but either one. But the thing is, a doc file is not necessarily a doc file, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
In fact, a lot of word processors were using doc as a generic file extension.
If you don't mind the crude format, you can always save it as a TXT file. Bring it into Word, and Word will read in the text file, and then you can massage it a lot
right.
Or an RTF file for rich text format, which is more of a universal...
And it maintains a lot of the formatting and the font information.
RTF does, yes.
Right.
Okay,
dope.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Our next caller is Dan from Rochester. Welcome, Dan. What's your question?
Hi. How you doing, guys? Great show. First-time caller.
Excellent. Thank you, Dan.
You. Welcome to the show.
I've been to Clez Hack and Back and took the opportunity to upgrade my computer from Windows 98 to XP Professional. I do run a little network at my office. That's
Ooh.
Why I did Professional instead of, believe
right.
me, very little network. And I have the recent update of McAfee and whatnot, but now my Explorer 6 won't open some attached files, or some links, rather. Only the links that you click on that spawn another window.
It won't open those, or it will?
It will not. It'll open a window, but the window will be blank. And I went under my Windows Internet properties, and I noticed that under the Advanced tab, there's no section for Java script options.
The other thing, though, is have you? There's a great product, and we've got it on our website. It's called AdAware. I'll link to it.
Okay.
You might have some spyware on there also that sits there, and you know how they try to open up their other panels, and if you close down Internet Explorer, I've seen it where it all of a sudden opens up other sites that if you've got small kids, you would definitely not want them in the room to see it. So you might want to run that program, see if there's any spyware on there also trying to take you other places or blocking you from displaying other pages.
I see. So it would be a security option. But shouldn't there be some, under advanced properties on Internet Explorer, some options that you can check to enable Java or disable some
yes,
Java
and that's
options?
Under that's under Microsoft VM. It's the Microsoft Virtual Machine, which they are pretending is Java.
I understand. So it's different than 98 in that regard.
Yes.
The XP professor.
Yes, Microsoft and Sun are pouting at each other. Argument between them has all the social dynamics of a kindergarten recess. And so Microsoft has said, well, we're not going to call it Java. We're going to call it the Microsoft Virtual Machine instead.
Well, it sounds about right.
And that does mean they can screw with it any way they want and not have to report to the Java community.
No, exactly. And so yeah, those are some of the things that you're gonna run into. So check that out.
Okay.
Okie doke.
Thank you very much for your help.
Thanks, Dan. Our next caller is Joyce from Spencerport. Welcome, Joyce. What's your question?
My question is, how do you get rid of these pop-up porns when they pop up? Oh, and I mean, they're vile.
You might want to do like I suggested to the other gentleman, is down. If you go to our webpage, we have a link to this product called AdAware.
Okay.
And you can download that. It's free of charge. Run it, and it'll look for any spyware that's on your machine that'll sit there and stop some of this stuff from popping up.
Now, what do you mean by spyware?
Spyware is what they're doing is they're watching where you're going.
Yeah.
And if you go to another site, it might have some links behind the scenes to pop up these other sites, you know, and they're literally, like you said, porn sites.
Yeah.
No matter where you go, whether it's MSN, it might have a certain set of porn sites or that wants to open up this set of sites versus if you go to another page, it'll open up other ones.
There are also other browsers you can use rather than Internet Explorer. If you run Opera at opera.com, that's on our website, and Mozilla at mozilla.org, which I don't know if is on our website, but if it's not, Steve will put it there.
Okay, spell Mozilla.
Mozilla. It's like Godzilla, but it's Mozilla.
Okay, .org.
.org. And Mozilla.
That's a trademark of Toho Corporation, Joe.
Thank you. Mozilla is actually the open source free version of Netscape.
Okay.
And both of those have in the preferences a checkbox that says never open extra windows.
Okay.
Ever.
Okay.
Which can be a problem depending on the website you go to.
Yeah, especially
some
if you go to
it legitimately. But in general, it means that those places you go that tend to pop stuff up, though you never see them.
That'll be a problem if they go to Wham 1180 and then click on ours and then wants to go to ours.
Right. Like I said, you'll find places where that's going to be a problem. But
can you minimize it, and then when it goes to the lower bar there, can you just right-click and delete it?
Yes, you can. Sometimes
they hide the minimize and close boxes from the window.
No, I think that's what happened to me the other day. I was furious.
If you select that window, Alt F4 will close the current window.
Alt F4.
Hold the Alt key down as if it were a Shift key and press F4. In fact, sometimes when those windows start to pop up, if you're fast enough, you can Alt F4 before you even really see what's in them.
There's also a class of programs called pop-up killers that will try to stop any pop-up from appearing.
Yeah. And McAfee has one, too.
McAfee has a commercial one. There's a few shareware ones, a couple of freeware ones. If you go, we've got a couple of links on our website, but you can also go to Google and search for Pop-Up Killer, and it'll give you a list of dozens of them.
Yeah, I've got Google.
And for everybody who's interested, on our website, soundbites.org, that's bites with a Y, Francis wants me to remind everybody. At our website, soundbites.org, if you scroll down to the lower right, you will see a link that says, I heard a website on your show. And that takes you to all these places where we have links. On the left is a list of the links chronologically by show. On the right, a list alphabetically. We're going to take a quick break now, back in just a couple of minutes with Dave, Steve, Rob, me, Nick on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
We're ready for your calls at 222-1180. Long distance on the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
For all your computer needs, call Green Shield Computer Services toll-free at 1-800-544-9580. Located in Rochester at 1370 Hudson Avenue, just south of Route 104. Green Shield is a full-service computer firm that's been helping individuals and businesses since 1984. They'll build, install, maintain, and network both your home and work computers. Green Shield is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 till 4. So, yeah, call them right now. That's right now at 1-800-544-9580. Green Shield can also provide your website development, hosting, email, and domain name registration. And Green Shield is an approved Corral Business Education Government and Legal Partner. Call them right now, toll free at 1-800-544-9580. That's 1-800-544-9580. Or you can send them an email to computers at greenshield.net. Remember the name, Green Shield Computer Services, part of the Green Shield Group, established in 1967.
It's the sale on living room and family room furniture smart buyers wait for. The event people plan their shopping around. That's how big our annual Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries tent sale has become. These are the lowest markdowns of the year on whole rooms full of quality Lazy Boy furniture items and accessories today and tomorrow only. Lamps from $47, tables from $88, chairs from $197, sofas from $397. Qualified buyers take advantage of huge savings and make no down payment and pay no interest for 6 full months. The sale is so big, we set up a huge tent in our parking lot and still include tent sale markdowns inside both our beautiful stores. Free food from noon till 2, Saturday and Sunday. Free door prizes. Special hours. Today, 10 till 6, and one final day, tomorrow, 11 till 5. Come to the giant tent sale next to our Jefferson Road store and make sure they come into either store, including Ridge Road West at Long Pond, to find even more amazing tent sale savings inside. The big Lazy Boy tent sale. It's this weekend only. It will save you money. No doubt about it.
Hey, that's not driving music. Yeah, that's the stuff Nissans are made of. Powerful, fun, raring to go. But under the skin, Nissans are an orchestrated movement, all the parts working together. Keep your Nissan in tune at your local Nissan dealer's parts and service department, featuring Nissan trained technicians using genuine Nissan parts to keep your Nissan playing the right song. Call your local Nissan dealer today and ask about Nissan's scheduled maintenance service. Keep on driving with quality for your Nissan.
You could sail out to a scenic spot and drop anchor. Then crack open a few crustaceans.
You grab one like this.
Oh! As you watch the setting sun get swallowed up by the giant sea. Or you could just come into Red Lobster, where right now you can get a whole pound of hot, steamy snow crab legs for just $10.99. Now, we know a visit to Red Lobster isn't exactly the same as a beach vacation. We're a lot less expensive.
Come in for a pound of crab for just $10.99 now at Red Lobster.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
This is Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. From PCs to Macs, these guys can help with any computer question you may have. So call the boys now at 222-1180, the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180, or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, once again, here's Nick Francesco.
Where? Oh, right here.
There.
I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And we are Sound Bites. We're back to the phones. Mike from Gates is on the line. Welcome, Mike. What's your question?
Two questions. One, what's the best antivirus to get, the McAfee or the Norton?
Well, that's one of those religious questions, and I won't discuss it unless you're buying the beer. Both of them are very good. I personally am a McAfee fan simply because it's
Same
the
here.
First one I used. I met John McAfee and liked him very much. I use McAfee.
I like Norton because I met Peter Norton once.
See exactly how it works. They are both excellent
I've met
products.
Both guys. Norton is a cool speaker.
He really is.
But
is
he really he's had his arms folded for 30 years now.
Well, I think he's
he did that when we went to a show. I'm sorry to get off the track here, Mike. But he literally, when we were in Chicago, he took off his jacket, rolled up his sleeves, and he folded his arms. He says, okay, wind me up and ask the questions.
Yep, that's exactly it. One of the either one, Mike, is good.
One of the things I used to like more about Norton was that you could schedule an antivirus update. With McAfee, you had to click the update button. But now the latest versions of both automatically update over the internet all the time.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So it's personal preference only.
All right, and the next question is... the firewall or internet security.
Yep.
Which one is to best to get? The Norton, the Zone Alarm, the Black Ice.
How many machines do you have?
I just got one.
Zone Alarm is excellent.
Zone Alarm?
And it's free.
Either the free one or the pay one, your choice. The free one is completely useful for most people.
Uh-huh.
So that's not a problem. If you have more than one machine, your best bet is to get a router firewall product like the Linksys or, you know, any one of those companies, because then you only set it in one place. You don't have to worry about setting it on multiple machines and et cetera, et cetera.
The other thing is that both Symantec and McAfee have bundles, their internet security bundle that comes with a firewall and an antivirus.
Yeah, that's... firewalls.
And all of those are good. Now, do be aware that a firewall running on your system is going to slow it down just a little bit. But, you know, not significantly, but a little bit. So you just need to know that.
Okay.
Once you get up to two machines or more, having software do something hardware should do, you should go to the hardware end. But just for one machine, you're pretty well safe.
The one thing that the software firewalls can do for you that the little routers don't is report feedback. The router just stops an attack from coming in and never bothers telling you anything. With Zone Alarm and Black Ice and the other software ones, it will tell you who's trying to, by address, who's trying to attack you. And then you can do some reverse lookups and try to find them back.
Okay,
so if you want to bother with that, then...
you can get Zone Alarm for free. Was it zonealarm.com?
Go to our website, and we have a link off of our website.
We do, but it's zonelabs.com.
Oh, okay. Okay.
They've also now got zonealarm.com.
Yeah,
every company should do that. Register your product name as the website address, too.
Exactly. Okie doke.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next caller, Kevin from Fairport. Welcome, Kevin. What's your question?
Got a virus question. I think it's a virus question. A friend of mine received an email with the originator being my wife's email address, and it's some goofy thing about a game to play with attached executables.
Yeah.
And well, the mystery is my wife does not have an address book on her Eudora account. It's not, as far as we know, set up on any other email.
It's unlikely that your wife is the person who's infected. What's happening with a lot of these programs is they pull a random name out of the address book to send to and a random name out of the address book to send from.
So someone you know is infected and randomly picked your wife's address out of their address book.
Okay.
In fact, I'm just reading a big article now. It's called Spoofing.
Okay.
And it's one of the main symptoms of the CLAS virus. So, unfortunately, there's very little way to track back who has it, other than send a message to everyone you know saying someone is infected, but that doesn't really help any.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks very much. Yeah.
Thank you.
Same sort of thing happens with Mac users. The CLAS virus cannot affect a Mac because it's written for Windows code, but a Mac user can be set as the originator of the email message. So people are always telling me, you know, I've been told I have the CLES virus. How do I remove it on my Mac?
Yeah.
You don't have it. Someone just randomly picked your address who is infected on their PC.
Right, right. Our next caller, Dan from Rochester. Welcome, Dan. What's your question?
Yeah, I just got a new LCD flat panel screen monitor.
Congratulations.
I have, like, waves rolling across it.
Ooh. That's not supposed to happen. Two of the major advantages of an LCD screen is there's no refresh. The CRT doesn't have to repaint the screen, or the LCD doesn't repaint a screen like a CRT does, and that's why your eyes don't get so tired.
The system was turned off before you plugged it in?
I don't know, but I've since, you know, rebooted everything, tried reloading everything.
Are you using...
My partner has a flat screen monitor, different brand and everything else. His works fine.
How about when you hook it up to your machine?
The same thing happens. I get these waves slowly rolling across.
Even with his monitor hooked up?
Yeah. Yep.
Then it sounds like...
Bad video card, maybe?
Either that...
Or not exactly synchronized to the right...
Or you've got some sort of...
It's a power issue.
Some sort of powerful radio signal going by.
Do you have a laser printer hooked up to your computer?
Yes, I do.
What I would suggest, I've seen this happen, on laser printers, they draw so much power and they're constantly warming up the toner net. Try plugging in that laser printer into some other outlet, or unplug it for a few minutes and see if the waves go away.
All right.
Because I've got a laser printer at home, and it has to be on a separate circuit, because otherwise I see this pulsating going through my monitor.
Right.
Yeah, the LCDs aren't affected by magnetic fields like CRTs are, but they're more affected by power fluctuations.
Right, exactly. So try those things. Yep.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Dan. Our next caller, Mark from Penfield. Welcome, Mark. What's your question?
How you doing? I've got a question. I'm running Windows XP. And when I boot up the system as of yesterday, when I start booting up the system, I'm getting something that says unhandled exception. And then it gives me a code and it says add address. I don't know if that's something you need to...
Most exceptions are handled.
Does it give you a module?
What's that?
Does it say in module something or other?
No, it just says unhandled exception, C6, zeros, and 5, and then add address 100016B8.
What did you install new recently?
Nothing. I haven't installed anything. You know, as far as any kind of hardware or software you're talking about?
Right.
No, I haven't installed anything.
The two most common causes of that are installing something new and the install doesn't finish, or, and I hate to say this, a virus.
Yep.
Yeah.
Are you running an antivirus program?
Yeah.
And have you updated it regularly?
Yeah, Norton, I'm running.
Okay, then
when I go to, just so you know, when I go and click on OK, then it comes to Primal Gate Universal has encountered a problem and needs to close. We are sorry for the inconvenience.
Primal Gate Universal?
Yeah, Primul Gate Universal.
One question for you.
Primal Gate.
Yeah. When you open up your Norton
for
antivirus, what's the date? Is the date on the definitions less than 7 days old?
Yes.
Okay. Like I say, a lot of folks don't bother checking that, and they think they're...
One of the things you want to try is looking for, in the add remove programs in the control panel, and delete Promulgate Universal and see what happens. We have to go. I want to thank Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton for keeping us on the straight and narrow. We will be back here next Saturday at 12:20. Join us in the forums. Vote in the poll at soundbites.org. I'm Nick Francesco, and we will see you next week on the universe's most fun and longest running radio computer call-in show, Soundbites, on 1180 WHAM.
Now, more than ever, you need Rush Limbaugh, 2 till 5, on Rochester's news leader, News Radio 1180 WHAM. The news you need, the information that's critical. Hear it first, fast, and factual. News Radio 1180 WHAM.
The University of Rochester is conducting a clinical research study for women. If you are a postmenopausal woman between the ages of 40 and 75, this may be of interest. If you would like to participate in a research study and qualify, you will receive all study-related care, including bone density tests, mammograms, pap smears, doctor visits, study medication, and laboratory tests. This two-year study will also compensate you for time and travel. The research trial will evaluate an investigational medication in combination with hormone replacement therapy. If you are a postmenopausal woman, then you may want to consider participation in a clinical research study. If you have never participated in a medical study, then this may be an opportunity for you to call the University of Rochester and ask more questions to see if this makes sense for you. Simply take the first step and call 273 273-
273-2090. That's 273-2090.
The Dome Arena Used Car 500.
Today and tomorrow, only at the Dome Arena. Over 500 used cars and trucks. It could be the biggest used car sales event in Rochester history, but that will be up to you.
The Dome Arena Used Car 500. The race to sell 500 cars is on.
Every make and model, cars, trucks, and vans, domestics and imports. Many priced below book value. Many include the balance of factory warranties. Extended warranties available on every vehicle.
The Dome Arena Used Car 500.
Today and tomorrow only at the Dome. Register to win great prizes. No purchase necessary. Fun and frolic for the kids, too.
The race to sell 500 cars is on.
12 local dealers you know and trust. 12 local dealers who stand behind every car they sell. If you're looking for a used car, truck, or van, you can't miss this. Make us an offer. We'd rather sell them than drive them back to the dealership.
The Dome Arena Used Car 500.
Today till 7, tomorrow 10 till 5 at the Dome Arena in Henrietta.
News, weather, sports, and more online at wham1180.com. This is News Radio 1180 WHAM Rochester.
A Clear Channel radio station.
CBS.